Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Two for Tuesday. It is a beautiful fall day in Northern California. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the President and Founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I've been hosting Tuesday More Heart Than Talent, first of all, phone calls, and then eventually Facebook Lives, going back to 1998. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Heather Vajin, good to see you here this afternoon. Jeffrey Feldman, good to see you. Thank you for all the love and support many of you have poured into me. Lucy Curran, my wife and I have been under the weather. My wife for 16 days, me for 10. And we are definitely on the mend. So thank you for all the love and support. And my condolences to any of you who have experienced any of the same situations I experienced. Oh my God. But I am fully in the flow today. ITF in the flow. Henry Klauke. Congratulations, Henry. I hear that you joined Alicia. That is fantastic. I'm very proud of you. So you're crushing it. Aaron, honored to be your coach today. Scott Lucas, good to see all of you. Jeffrey Feldman. Henry, looking forward to coaching you next Wednesday. So there we go, Two for Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. Tracy Calvert, good afternoon this afternoon. Haley Turner, thank you for your great contribution Sunday night. It's an honor to have you on our calls. Alex Rose. Alex, for those of you who do not know who Alex Rose is, Alex is an influencer, is an affluencer. Alex is on my Facebook Live here this afternoon. Alex, please let people know how to find you on Instagram. Alex is killing it. Alex kills it on Instagram. She's my client. She's also a teammate of Brittany Cara and someone I highly, highly endorse. Alex has just great content. She's a video rhymer. She's amazing. She crushes it. Amy Gilbert, thank you for that great endorsement yesterday. Josh Morin, oh my God, I saw your video of your lift. That was amazing, Josh. Josh Morin is also a coach I highly endorse. Lucy, how are you? Good to see you this evening. And I see Bob Campbell. Bob, you are the man. Thank you for being here this afternoon. So once again, I am in the flow today. I have been under the weather for 10 days. Oh my God. Fortunately, I was not debilitated, but I am back in the flow today. ITF, in the fucking flow. So let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. So today, asking, deserving, and receiving. This is one of my favorite topics. And these three words, I've been using these three words in a sequence for many, many, many years. Henry Klauke said that Josh deadlifted 520 pounds. 520 pounds, that's amazing. Josh must weigh about 150, so to deadlift 520. So I do want to acknowledge Josh for that. Josh is one of us. So asking, receiving, and deserving. So those three words, you want to be able to incorporate those three words into your life, into your business, into anything you do. Asking for a commitment, asking for the outcome, asking for a table in a restaurant, asking for an upgrade on a first class seat. Asking for many people is a contradiction because many people do not feel worthy. So because they don't feel worthy, they do not ask. And if you own a business, it's important that you ask people questions. If I've stood in line before at a Starbucks, saw an impressive young man or woman who is a multitasker, and I asked them if they keep their options open for additional streams of income. I asked a woman in 1996 if she kept her options open for additional business opportunities in Quail Lakes Athletic Club. That woman went on to become a $500,000 a year income earner because I asked her that question. I was dining in a restaurant called Il Fornaio in Sacramento, California in 1997, and a young man named Sean Crum, who is occasionally on this very Facebook Live, he lives in Whitefish, Montana. He became my first millionaire apprentice, and I asked him if he kept his options open for additional streams of income. He joined me in a business that I became a millionaire in, and he became my first millionaire apprentice. He traveled the world with me for 3 years, and he did over $500,000 worth of contracting for me. Look him up, Sean Crum, C-R-U-M. He hunts all over the world. He lives in Whitefish, up in God's country, up by Glacier National Park. He's from Cameron Park, California, and I met him as a waiter in 1997, all because I asked him that question. Do you keep your options open? And you want to be able to have a series of questions that you ask about the outcome you seek. So in 25 minutes, I'm going to go to my property and I'm going to meet with three of my different contractors and I'll be asking them different questions like this. When the fuck will you finish? That will be one of the questions that I will be asking one of them. When I'll use this. Now, the way to ask a question is by with the first name. Shorty, good to see you here. Ashley, good to see you this afternoon. So by you ask questions with the first person's first name, because the sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sounder of their own name. Ashley, have you ever considered hiring me to be your coach? Susan, do you keep your options open for additional streams of income? Susan, or do you consider yourself a real estate investor? I mean, you ask the questions about the outcome you seek, and this is 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. And the more you understand the skill in asking a question, and also, so I can call you Shorty. Okay, so good. So now I can clarify that. Shorty, can I call you Shorty? Shorty gave me permission to call her Shorty. Thank you very much. Sandy, good to see you this afternoon. It's an honor to have you here. So the more you understand that asking is a skill set, and then receiving. So we're conditioned to give. We are not conditioned to receive. Receiving is a skill. So when someone offers you a compliment, accept it. Oh, this whole thing? Many people, well, you'll offer them a compliment and then they'll go, well, why would you say that? Well, then it becomes, why do I have to qualify a compliment? There are many people who are not comfortable receiving compliments. Susan Dampier, good to see you this afternoon. It is a privilege to have you on this Facebook Live. Susan is someone I highly endorse. And Tracy, I endorse. There are many of you I endorse. You're just rock star professional women. Sandy is another rock star professional woman. There's so many of you that are just crushing it in life. I'm so honored to be here with you this afternoon. I mean, there are so many women that are filling the gap and just really stepping up in life and taking their role in this whole pandemic. I mean, moms, what moms are being put through, I mean, that is a whole deserve skill that you have to really step up into, because it takes a lot to be able to handle everything that's going on in the world. I mean, it really does require a lot of courage, which is a quality that never goes out of fashion, and there's always a market for it. And then the word deserve comes from the term day of service. It comes from the Latin term da servie. It means to deserve. And the more that you feel worthy, the more that you feel deserving, then you won't sabotage yourself. What happens to many people in the selling cycle, Zach Bazanza just joined us. Zach is one of my 22-year-old superstar sales professionals. Amy, good to see you this afternoon. And thank you for standing up for your children. The heroes of today's world are the moms of today's world who are standing in the gap. I have so much respect for what moms are up against. Moms who own a business and then have to deal with all these, you know what you have to deal with. I mean, I feel for you. The tears are about to come from my eyes. I mean, I coach a woman, Julia Legate, who's on this, on Facebook Live occasionally, started her own school. And the situation she has had to overcome to start her own school for her first 15 students is amazing in Kansas City, Missouri. Stacy, good to see you this afternoon. That is awesome, Stacy. Meg Ann, good to see you. Meg Ann is crushing it. Amy, once again, thank you for that exceptional endorsement yesterday. That's gratitude. That's a major component in receiving and deserving, is being able to be grateful that someone recognizes you. And then when someone recognizes you, being able to receive it and take it in. So you take that in your heart, in your body, and you breathe and release, and you let that go down to your lower abdomen, down to where you can really receive it. You don't receive in your head. That's not where you receive. You receive in your right brain. That's your limbic brain. It's right back here. And the true reception is between your right brain, your limbic brain, and your gut. So that's the vagus nerves. But when you're disconnected from life, when you're overwhelmed, when you're not certain, when you're living in falsehood, you're not living in truth, then it becomes challenging to accept a compliment because it contradicts who you are. When you're not good enough and someone compliments you, your body goes into fight or flight. And you're like, me? Why would you say that about me? Well, the reason someone would say it about you is because they feel it, because they feel the truth. And it's your responsibility to step out of your falsehood and accept that truth and receive it. And as you become a great receiver, the brain operates as a transmitter and a receiver. And as you move into that state of receiving, now you can be able to send a message that's not mixed. And in that non-mixed message, you can create synchronicity where there are no accidents. And in that state of consciousness, that is called enlightenment. And you will only access enlightenment as you begin to live in truth. You cannot access enlightenment when you're living in falsehood. And falsehood is also anxiety, fear, and doubt. And when you're in that low level of energy, you're in the lower self. And that lower self that operates in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. That's where you attract the perpetrators, the violators, the people who want to traumatize you. That's where you feel so vulnerable and you're afraid to put yourself out there because you might make a mistake, get in trouble, say the wrong thing. Bernice, so good to see you this afternoon. Thank you for being here this afternoon. So right, falsehood is the message all around us. That is right, Alex. Once again, I'm gonna suggest that any of you who have not followed Alex Rose, and it's a pleasure to have Alex here. I have the privilege of coaching Alex. She was introduced to me by Brittany Cara. Alex just absolutely crushes Instagram and all social media. She has just great rhyme. She has her own rapport that she has, and she is a truther and a patriot and someone I highly, highly, highly endorse. That is Alex Rose. Follow her. She's an exceptional woman. She has great content. So she will not be denied. Yet Susan says yes, Alex yes. So that is correct. So the more you understand that you are good enough, and after our call today, just open up, just like open yourself up to receive. Catherine Ponder wrote a great book called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity in the 1960s. Catherine Ponder was a Unity minister in Palm Springs, California. She wrote another book called Open Your Heart to Receive. And that's when I first started understanding that message, ask, receive, and deserve. So you're able to ask comfortably. You're able to ask for a commitment. You're able to ask for the question. You don't ask for money. That's not what you're doing. You're asking for a commitment. And you're able to ask easily and effortlessly. And you let go of your anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. You're in a very relaxed body. And in that relaxed body, you begin to change who and what you attract. That's what creates the flow, the hands-free zone. This is how people begin to show up differently to you. This is how synchronicity happens. It happens on command, by design, by universal law, by spirituality, by metaphysical law. It happens on command when you let go. But you cannot force this. It has to come from letting go, separating feelings from not being good enough, separating feelings from facts, separating feelings from the past, separating feelings, acknowledging your mistakes, acknowledging your transgressions, accepting the mistakes you've made, and making peace with them. And as you make peace with them, you're going to be able to receive the love that you deserve, the money that you require, the people that will show up, they'll show up differently. Now, I know it happens. This isn't just some hocus pocus that I read about. I've lived it. In 1996, I was $100,000 in credit card debt. I answered an ad in the USA Today at the end of the year, and a man named T.C. Bradley, who, if you want to look him up, he's a world renowned speaker, and he wasn't when I met him. He was selling snack roots for Tom's, T-O-M-S. He was selling vending machine snack roots. He was a broke entrepreneur. He had placed an ad in the USA Today, and his ad said, "Attitude, I refuse to let you fail." I answered that ad with one of those brick telephones from 1996. I was $100,000 in credit card debt. And in one calendar year, I went from $100,000 in credit card debt to $462,000. That was in the calendar year 1997. So if you want to look up T.C. Bradley today, he is a world-renowned author. He's on a Christian show called God Made Millionaire, that has millions of viewers. I've been interviewed by him before on Channel 4 on KRON in Cape Coral, Florida in 2018. He assisted me to take my book to bestseller, The Breakthrough Factor. So I've known TC since 1997. TC and I saw David Icke speak on four different occasions in 1997 and 8, and G. Edward Griffin. We saw so much mind-blowing content back then that is happening now. It was amazing. I met Ron Paul at the same event. I met Ron Paul, David Icke, and G. Edward Griffin all at the same event in Jamaica in 1997. I mean, that was synchro destiny. That absolutely changed my life. Asking, receiving, and deserving. And the more you understand that you deserve it, and you deserve the riches that life can offer you, you deserve to live a good life. But if your ego goes, why me? Why should I do this? It's not it's why shouldn't you? You deserve to live a good life. You will earn it by the person you become, and you definitely are capable of that. And the more that you let go, the more that you let go of not being good enough, the more you let go of the scarcity that you grew up in, the more you let go of the people who traumatized you, gaslighted you, criticized you, told you weren't good enough, the people who violated you sexually, emotionally, and physically, the more you forgive these people, the more you let go, the more you stand up in your power, the more you let go of force, the more you let go of the people who are not in your corner. You want to learn to let the dissenters, the haters, the people who are not in line with you, you let them go. You let them go in love. You don't let them go in hate. You let them go easily and effortlessly. You don't give power or attention to people who use force to try and control you. You let go easily and effortlessly. You breathe through it. Because life is meant to be fun. It's meant to be easy. It's not meant to be a struggle. Let go of the strugglers, the noble struggler flag that you've carried for so many years. Step up into your power. It is so worth it. There's so much out there for you. There's so much available to you. You haven't scratched the surface. Thank you, Josh. That's correct. See you later, Chief. I mean, that's the metaphor. See you later, Chief. It means you're just letting people go easily and effortlessly. And you cannot be provoked when you're in your power. When you're in power, you don't succumb to force. So someone can put you in a position and you're able to just easily and effortlessly let go. Yes, Susan, I'm in my own tears. I feel it. Thank you. I mean, just God, all the shit I've been through, and you've been through the same situations. I hit rock bottom so many times. I just didn't think I had the will to live. I ended up in a wheelchair in a heroin clinic, not by design, but Scott Lucas can tell you a similar story. Haley Turner can tell you a similar situation. I mean, anyone who's ever hit rock bottom, the pleasure isn't worth the pain. So if you find yourself struggling in today's world, let go. Ruth, love you. I love coaching you, Ruth. I coach Ruth Sheridan today. She's another awesome woman of power. She says, step into your power. You don't succumb to force. Thank you, Ruth. You're just a top-tier, first-class woman. Tony, good to see you this afternoon. There are so many of you that have it inside of you. You haven't accessed it yet. It's right there, baby. It's right there. It's just like this far away. You're 3 feet from gold. Charles, this is you. It's just so you right here, right now. You're just that close to it. It's the word greatness is overused. It's power that it is. You haven't accessed your power. You're just that close to it. All you have to do is just blow on it. It's right there. Just dust it off. I know this can all happen to every one of you because it happened to me. I went from a wheelchair in a heroin clinic to a millionaire in 10 years. I mean, it can happen to you. It can unequivocally happen to you in less time than it happened to me. You can absolutely live the good life. That means life on your terms in your time frame. If you want to live in a canyon in Utah like Ryan Andrew does, Ryan showed me a picture of his home. He lives in this beautiful canyon near Midway, Utah. I mean, in a custom home that he built. I mean, you could absolutely live that way. You can live wherever you want to live. You can design your life, but you have to earn it. You have to go through the process. You have to be able to find a business venture that you can absolutely monetize. Thank you, Ashley. Or thank you, Shorty. I feel you. Fuck. All the pain we've been through. Oh, my God. It's just the suffering we've been through. It just isn't worth it. There's just so much available to us. And our country requires this now more than ever. Look what's going on to our country. It's disheartening. We have to stand and rise together. There's just so much that's unfinished. Do your part. Man up, woman up. You can do it. Henry, thank you. Lots of tears. I feel you. I didn't plan on this, but there's just so much inside me. You have it too. Breathe and release. Let's all breathe and release. So I'll take a deep breath. Say the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You all deserve peace. Asking, deserving, and receiving. You have it within you. You have that creativity. You have that spontaneity. You have that innovation. It's all within you. I mean, it's there. I coached Aaron Knight. Aaron is someone I highly endorse. Aaron hosts on Clubhouse on Sunday nights. Aaron hosts a meditation that I highly endorse. Aaron, go ahead and post where people can find you. You're right, Alex. Courage is the tipping point in the scale of emotions. There is a woman I coached today. Her name is Jess Lynn. Jess Lynn has 5,000 people showing up at an event in Virginia this weekend. I mean, she's a single mom of two. That's the kind of woman I'm looking to partner with. 5,000 people. I mean, that's one woman who's bringing 5,000 people in our country together. We all can do it. You all can be that person. You have it. So much is inside you. Don't let your music die with you. You just can't do it. You just can't go out like this. You got to tell yourself this. I can't go out like this. I will not be denied. I mean, it's the fuck it factor. You have to tap into it, and you have to stay in it, and you have to play in it, and you have to figure it out, and you're good enough. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Thank you for shedding a few tears with me here this afternoon. It's awesome to be here with you. You're all just such exceptional human beings. I'm going to go spend some quality time with my contractors. Have a great afternoon. If you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching session, feel free to go right up there and request it. I will be here later this evening. That's right. That's right, Megan. I can't go out like that. That is amazing. Erica Anderson, good to see you. Stacy, good to see you. Rhonda Parker, good to see you. So I'll be back here tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific if you'd like to join me. I know that's late East Coast time. Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks. Good day and goodbye.